You'll only be a few hours away,
Gavin said, tracing the line of Lily's underwear where it hit that tattoo she got on her 18th birthday. The one she pretended she regretted, but that she still secretly loved as much as the day she got it. It might as well be a world away, Lily answered, pulling her shirt over her head. Gavin's hand fell back to the bedspread. Lily freed her blonde hair from her collar, feeling the weight of it on her shoulders. Gavin loved her hair. They all did.
I could come up there. Come see you.
Lily inhaled to button her jeans. She could feel the cold, dirty thing slither into her gut. No, you can't. Gavin didn't respond. Gav, you know you can't. She turned and looked at him. He was working his belt buckle into the third loop, sitting on the edge of the bed. She watched his hands, the way they gripped the leather. It'll be 6 weeks, she said, and I'll see you before I go. At least once, I promise. Gavin let go of his belt and grabbed her wrist, pulling her whole structure down.
I could meet you somewhere nearby,
he whispered into her hair.
There have to be places like this in New Hampshire.
Sex hotels? Lily asked. Her voice was strict, but the rest of her wasn't.
No, not a sex hotel, something classy, I promise,
he said as he kissed her neck.
It'll be classy.
It's the family vacation, she said. Gavin took a deep breath and fell back against the pillow.
And tonight is a Tuesday,
he said.
What's the difference?
Instead of answering, Lily kissed him with her full mouth, even though she tasted like sex and dehydration. Just 6 weeks, she said, gathering her coat from beside the bed. Then I'll be back, and it'll be like I never left.
It's never like you never left.
As she turned the key in her car, Lily clicked on her cell phone. No missed calls. She checked her reflection in the rearview mirror. She had that sex-stung look, but it was nothing she couldn't cover with lip gloss and enthusiasm. She could say she went on a walk after work. She could say she witnessed an accident. She pulled the car out of the motel's parking lot. It would only be 6 weeks, she thought, turning up the radio to block out every thought that followed. I'm home, she said, as she hung her keys on the ring next to Silas's. Babe?
Back here.
Lily dropped her bag and coat in the front hall and walked through the house to the kitchen. Silas was bent over the stove, a knife in hand.
Welcome home,
he said, not looking back. He was carving meat, being cautious around the bones. Are they home?
Sean is in his room. He said he was doing his homework, but I'm pretty sure he snuck the PlayStation in there again. I haven't been able to bust him yet. You know how careful you have to be with Lamb,
Silas answered, throwing a dish towel over his shoulder. Lily leaned against the island in their kitchen. The air smelled like rosemary and long-simmered wine. Lily smelled like Gavin. The two scents mixed as she spoke. Mickey's still at camp?
She should be back any minute.
She thought about going up to Silas and sticking out her finger for a taste of his sauce, the way she used to, pushing her face under his arm until he lifted it and made room for her.
Any word on the house sitter?
She asked instead.
Amanda can do it,
Silas answered. He shook a spice jar over the saucepan.
The whole time? 6 weeks is a long time for a teenager.
Lil, she's just going to water the plants and get the mail. I think she can handle it.
He put down the jar and grabbed another one. Lily looked around the kitchen. We need to clean this place before we go.
We still have 2 weeks,
Silas said.
We'll get it done.
The New Hampshire Harrison home. Silas had grown up spending his summers there, and ever since she was 16, Lily had spent hers there too. It was old and made lonely sounds at night, but it was beautiful. The kids loved it.
Dinner will be ready in 30. Want to go ground your son while you're waiting?
Silas asked. Lily looked up the stairs toward Sean's room and shook her head.